Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Gunner and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
The Valley's new country leader.
What's up, y'all?
What's up?
Wednesday, May 20th. My name's Gunner. That's Cheyenne.
Hey, hey.
Over there, that's producer JP.
Hey-o.
Welcome to a Wednesday. You can call us at any time, 602-260-1079. You can also text us at 22108. We're on Instagram and Facebook at Gunner and Cheyenne. What's going on with you, Cheyenne?
I am so excited. I have my first appointment with LASIK eye surgery today.
All right.
Woo, it's my evaluation. I know. It's kind of a big deal for me. Like, I'm so jazzed. I don't know if I qualify yet, so this is, like, my first appointment to see if my eyes qualify for LASIK surgery.
What would qualify you when you're walking into walls and, like, I'm blind as a bat?
I don't know. I know there are certain things. I'm pretty sure if you have astigmatism, you can't have LASIK done.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know because I don't have it.
you don't have it.
I don't have it. I know there's other things that make you not able to have LASIK, and I'm going to find that out today, and I'm so excited.
Producer JP, what's up with you, man?
Man, I almost went through the roof yesterday on my wife, Heidi.
Why?
She went to Dairy Queen without me.
No, not Dairy Queen.
I was so mad that I texted you guys instead of Heidi. I was like, promise me we'll go together over the weekend. Promise me. She took the dogs, and I wanted to be there.
You're like a puppy, like yourself. You're like the puppy that got left out, and the other two puppies went without you.
I know.
I instantly turned into a 7-year-old. I was like, I wanted ice cream, too.
Where were you at?
I was here a birthday song for one of our listeners.
Oh, that's right.
We'll hear later in the show, and I'm so excited about.
9:10 this morning, JP's original birthday song for a member of Camel Nation. That's exciting. This is the first Wednesday that we don't have family here since my daughter's diagnosis.
Right.
And my daughter is, my 7-year-old daughter's here with us today so that Emily could take Tatum to the doctor. And, you know, today's the first day that I've been grateful that family's been here, but it really set in today to realize that when my mom was here for 3 or 4 weeks and Emily's aunt was here, how much family helps, you know, in times like this.
Yeah.
So my 7-year-old's over there on her little iPod and coloring book and everything else.
Just
so
cute as a button over there on the couch.
Cute as a button. Well,
yeah.
Let's hope she's not a distraction this morning. I think she'll be all right. If she was younger, if she was like Tatum's age, 3, 4, 2, whatever, probably be a little more of a distraction. At 7 years old, she can handle herself, I think. Sunshine, look at the highs near 88 degrees today. Camel Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Get her in Cheyenne. Thanks for having us on this morning. Sunshine, winds should be calming down a little bit today, which kind of help out with that fire, the East Desert fire. Is that what they're calling that?
It is. And luckily, they got really good containment on it yesterday. I think it's 70% contained, and people are returning home. So it's awesome.
Turn it up and play along. We all got our smarty pants on. We all know who is the smartest. We about to throw down and have some fun. Well, Gunner knows a lot of stuff. And Cheyenne is a trivia buff. Check it out, Camel Country is the name. We'll be in the 107.9 Hall of Fame.
Welcome to our one big trivia game.
Just one big trivia game.
It's Gunner versus Cheyenne. I will ask you guys trivia questions. First to three wins, your name is your buzzer. Let's find out which gender reigns supreme today.
Cheyenne is up 4-1. Got my first victory yesterday. I'm feeling pretty good.
We're so proud of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll see how it goes. All right, producer JP.
Here we go. On this day, 147 years ago, what kind of pants were invented?
Gunner.
147 years ago.
Spandex.
Incorrect.
Jeans?
Correct answer is jeans.
Oh, jeans.
Yeah. Levi Strauss made the jeans.
Wow.
Yes. So nice.
Woo.
147 years ago.
Yeah, out of the cannon, Cheyenne. I like it.
Lucky guess.
I know.
Next question. It's John Party's birthday today.
Cheyenne.
Gunner.
She got it. Cheyenne, what?
He's turning 35.
It's not what I'm asking.
Dang it!
Yeah!
It's John Party's birthday today. Name a word that starts with H he likes to sing about.
That he likes to sing about.
It involves
heartaches on the dance floor.
Boom!
Oh, wow! Oh,
nice. Heartaches on the floor.
That one was intended.
Dance floor.
That one was written specifically to not buzz in early.
Yeah, it was.
He wrote that one with me in mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Next question.
He fed you the answer yesterday.
No, he didn't.
Oh, it's getting feisty in here. It's getting feisty.
We're tied at one question apiece.
Next question. What is the name of Shrek's wife?
Cheyenne. Oh, Fiona.
Fiona is correct.
No, I would not have gotten that one. Yes, he does.
Next question. Cheyenne's got two, Gunner's got one. 24 years ago today, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air
Gunner.
Ended.
Will Smith.
Incorrect. 24 years ago today, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air ended. Name any other character on the show besides Will.
What is his name? Vanessa?
What?
Incorrect.
I would have gone with Carlton.
Aunt Viv.
That's what I couldn't remember. Okay. Aunt Viv. Aunt
Hillary.
Hillary.
Jeffrey, Uncle Phil, Jazz.
God, that was a freebie. That was a layup for you.
Sorry.
Remember, I have hints if you don't know the answer. Okay?
Shane's up 2-1.
Next question. Johnny Depp is famously afraid of what?
Gunner. Snakes.
Incorrect.
Yeah. Spiders?
Incorrect.
I don't know.
The correct answer is clowns.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The hint was they paint their faces. Remember, okay, there are some hints if you hold your horses for all 2 seconds. All right. Cheyenne's up 2-1 over Gunner. Next question.
All right.
A hexagon has how many sides?
Cheyenne. 7?
Incorrect.
6.
Correct.
Dang it.
We're tied to a piece. All right, here we go.
Okay, this is for all the marbles. How many legs does a black widow spider have?
Gunner. 8.
8 is correct! Yeah.
Oh,
Gunner with the cover and the high win!
Win, no matter what. Got money on my mind.
How about that?
Nice done.
I'm catching up. 2-4 now.
Don't get excited. You still got a couple of wins before you catch up.
That's a good point. All right, one big trivia game at the same time tomorrow right here in Camel Country, 107.9.
Here's what's buzzing in Camel Country.
If you're looking for something to do for this long weekend, I've got some really fun news. The Arizona Boardwalk is actually going to be opening up tomorrow with some changes. Now, most exhibits will be open, with the exception of a couple like the virtual reality and the polar play. Those are going to remain closed because they, you know, there's a lot of contact with those.
Yeah.
And a lot of restaurants that are located within the Talking Stick Resort Entertainment District are going to be reopening as well. Now, they do have some changes. They are limiting the number of people that are allowed to be in the aquarium at one time. It also means that you need to reserve your time slot. Now, they're every 30 minutes, so every 30 minutes they're letting new people in. When you go into the big exhibits, the most popular ones, you'll notice on the floor that there will be social distancing markers. So make sure that you are following social distancing guidelines when you go in. Tickets will be sold online and at contactless kiosks, so you'll no longer be having that interaction with the employees. There will be more hand sanitizing stations, and employees will be checked for temperatures and be wearing personal protective equipment. The Phoenix Suns, a nonprofit side of the organization, is helping local businesses in downtown Phoenix by donating $100,000. Now, how will that be allocated? Well, they've partnered with Local First Arizona to distribute those funds. It will be going to restaurants and employees who need it the most first. We did have a wave of concert cancellations yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, what's up with that? It's like everybody at once.
I don't know. What's interesting is that one of the people on here is actually supposed to be in Phoenix in 2 days.
Oh, and then they're like, oh.
They canceled 2 days before their show. That, of course, being Lady Antebellum. Yeah. They are on the list. Now, these are cancellations, not postponements. Along with Lady Antebellum, Thomas Rhett, Sam Hunt, and sadly, that also includes Rascal Flatts. I have not heard if they're going to redo it. I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, it says canceled. So
it is, but it's their farewell tour. I feel like they have to do something. I don't know. That's just a personal opinion. Today is John Party's birthday. He is turning 35, and Jared Marshall is celebrating John's birthday by making him today's topic on Jared's Jukebox. You can text us your favorite John Party song to 22108. I'm Cheyenne, and that's what's buzzing on Camel Country 107.9.
It's not a bad joke. It's just a dad joke. Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
What is a king's favorite type of precipitation?
What is a king's favorite type of precipitation?
Hail!
Hail!
Take it on up. Take it on up. The Phoenix sunshine.
May the 20th. Thanks so much for having us on this morning. Coming up later on this hour, do you remember your graduation song?
I don't think that's anything you ever forget. It just burns into your memory.
It burns into your memory what it was? I mean, yes. Where do they play it at?
At your like during, like a lot of people, like mine was during the slideshow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's not at the graduation because I...
Yeah, no, it's at the graduation. It's during the graduation ceremony. So for me, at my graduation, we did the walk and then we did some speeches and then we did a slideshow because I grew up in the same town I was born in and that was how everybody was. So we had pictures from literally kindergarten all the way through high school. Mm-hmm. So we had this whole slideshow and that's when our graduation song played.
Would it shock you to know that I was the one that put the slideshow together for my class? I was the tech nerd.
If you spin it with the tech nerd, no, it doesn't surprise me. But it does surprise me because you were not the most popular guy in school.
Well, I know, but I mean, it's not always the most popular guy that's putting the video together.
See, it was in my class. It was the popular girls who did the slideshow.
Oh, no, man. I had the video camera on my shoulder. I showed up at the sports events feeling like I was all cool, my press pass.
That doesn't surprise me.
Look out for the camera guy.
Excuse me, out of my way.
That's right. Remember those video cameras back in the day were big.
Yeah.
You know, you put a VHS tape in there and hit record.
Big old blocks on your shoulder.
Felt like I was part of a news station.
I'm sure you did.
Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Gunner and Cheyenne, time for some news headlines.
News, 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 news. News, 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 news. News on Camel Country 107.9. News, 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 news. News, 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 news. News, news, news with Gunner and Cheyenne. News, news, news.
This is pretty cool out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Some good news story here. So with prom, you know how graduations are happening all over the country right now. Graduation ceremonies were canceled for the most part, and as were proms. There was a bunch of businesses in Pennsylvania that gave students a quote-unquote prom on wheels after their real prom got canceled. The truck with speakers and a DJ drove around playing music and taking requests.
Oh, that's awesome.
Girls were wearing their dresses out on the sidewalks and stuff. That's
love it.
There was a leaked memo from the Department of Defense that warns about a, quote, significant resurgence of COVID-19 later this year.
Oh.
And also talks about preparing to go until, quote, at least summer of 2021 without an effective vaccine. So with that out there and you now being aware, just got to be safe.
Yeah.
You know, wash your hands and wear those masks and stuff like that.
Continue social distancing.
Yes. News report is going viral about an annual beach event in South Texas called the quote-unquote Go Topless Jeep Weekend.
Oh.
Now, Jeeps are topless.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that.
Yeah, that. Here's a couple of the girls that were there just having a good old time.
Been in quarantine, and like I need to get out and party. Woo! What's better than beach and a few drinks and Jeeps? Man, get any better than that? Wash them hands for 20 seconds and keep them clean with their Germex. Totally. Law enforcement's definitely made their visibility and made people chill out and not be as crazy. The cops are doing their job as long as they don't be mean to people who are actually being innocent. Then I'm all gravy, baby.
I feel like that's the PSA. Can you go back and go, wash your hands for 20 seconds?
That's right. That's right. I don't
know where that... What's better than beach?
Yeah, I got to find it.
Sorry.
That's a great PSA.
That is great.
But no, I mean, the people are in quarantine. The weather's warm enough. They want to get outdoors.
Yeah, and do what they normally would do this time of year.
Yeah, but the reason it's going viral is because of all those people out there on the beach. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Kellogg's just redesigned Toucan Sam from Fruit Loops.
Yeah, I'm not happy about it.
He's got a turquoise body and a psychedelic rainbow beak.
It's not good.
No, I mean, we all know Toucan Sam growing up.
Yeah, they turned Toucan Sam into a Powder Puff Girl.
Yes!
Great way to describe
it. Yeah, that is a fantastic way. If you want to see it, it is at our Instagram, at Gunner and Cheyenne.
Third season finale, The Masked Singer, is tonight on Fox. Who we got left, Producer JP?
We got the Turtle, we got the Night Angel, and we got the Frog.
Think you know who they are?
I think I know who the Turtle is. I'd say I got a 90% shot of who the Turtle is. I've been calling it since the beginning. I'm not going to spoil it if you're a Masked Singer fan.
But you don't know, though. You're just
Well, they give presuming. You clues, and you can hear their voice sing different songs. Okay? So okay. I think I know. And I feel like people on the couch know, too.
Would it spoil if he said
so,
it?
Cause what if you were, what if you were wrong? And it wouldn't be a spoiler.
Okay.
Well, say what you think it is. I think everybody else is kind of in the same boat you are.
I think that the Turtle is Jesse McCartney.
Okay.
All right.
He was the dude that sang, "I don't want a pretty face, I want somebody
I don't want
to
a
hold."
Pretty fa-
yeah. Yeah. I love you because you're beautiful. I don't know who the Night Angel is, and people are guessing that the Frog could be Bow Wow.
Lil Bow Wow?
Lil Bow Wow.
Oh, that's my high. That was my like childhood crush.
He's not
right
Lil
there.
Anymore, though. He goes by Bow Wow.
I know.
He
will forever be my little Bow Wow. All
right. Shad Moss is real name. Shad.
Tonight on CNBC, Jay Leno's Garage, Blake Shelton's going to be driving a truck owned by Elvis.
Oh.
So, that looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right, there's your news headlines. Camel Country 107.9.
Wash them hands for 20 seconds.
It's Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. There was a gal that was at some Jeep party in Texas that was talking to the news. And they're like, as long as you...
Wash them hands for 20 seconds.
We're good. All right.
Fun and educational.
That's right. And as long as the cops leave them alone...
The cops are doing their job as long as they don't be mean to people who are actually being innocent. Then I'm all gravy, baby.
Sounds like something I would say.
Gunner is spreading the love.
Aww. One call at a time.
This is...
I love you, man.
This is I Love You, Man. I call strangers on the phone somewhere in this great country of ours, and I always end the call with...
And I love you, man.
Will they say it back? Today's call is going to be made by the female across the console from me over
it
there.
It shall be.
Will it be easier for Cheyenne to get an I Love You back than I?
Because I am a girl.
Yeah, is it a male-female thing? Let's find out. Here's a big box retailer in Georgia.
Hello, how may I help you?
I was in yesterday, and I bought a pair of jeans that I thought were the right size, and then I went home, and I put them on, and then whoosh, they just ripped straight up the seam.
Okay, did you try them on here at the store?
No, and that's what's crazy is I didn't try them on, and now I just feel so bad about myself. And so I'm wondering, can I bring these back? And can I please get a new pair of jeans?
Well, yeah, you can bring them back. But they going to give you, like, store credit or something. I don't think you'll get, like, back on your debit or anything. You can exchange them, I think, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the info. Love you, man.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, love you, man.
Love you too. Love you.
Love you too. Have a great day.
I got two.
I love how knowledgeable of his company he is.
I know.
I think they're going to give you store credit or something. I don't know. That is I Love You Man, Camel Country 107.9. Do you remember what your graduation song was? Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader, Gutter and Cheyenne. I graduated 1999, and my graduation song, as was everybody else's, seems like for the 10 years following, was this. Graduation by a little known singer named Vitamin C.
I still don't know the words of this song, and I've heard it over 200 times. I go, as we shed together.
Because I graduated in 99. That was your graduation song in what year?
2009.
At your particular school. What about you, producer JP?
That was my graduation song in 2003.
Wow. Well, I mean, it's called graduation. It got to make sense,
you know?
But I thought there's always like one song every year that everybody jumps on. And, you know, one song, and then that's that year's.
That really is the staple of that year, you know? That really just, you know, it's like the summer song, but it's your graduation song.
Rolling Stone has the best a list of the best graduation songs from the past 25 years. Number one came out in 2009 by Miley Cyrus.
There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be another.
Now that's number one. It's kind of,
I don't get it. I like it. It's a great song.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I feel like with everybody having the Vitamin C song Graduation, that should be number one.
I know.
Right? Number two, Nickelback, Photograph.
Look at this photograph.
I think this one was mixed in there with Vitamin C for me. I'm pretty sure if I remember
you think
right.
So?
Yeah, I think you like this switched off between the two songs.
Number three came out in 2010.
Greatness is what we want to bring up. That I could have this moment for life.
Okay, Nicki Minaj. Yeah, I've heard that one.
Yeah.
I saw a moment for life. It didn't register in my mind until I heard that clip right there.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's go down the list a little bit.
Okay.
Leanne Womack, I Hope You Dance, came out in 2000. That is number eight on the list.
Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith the fighting chance.
That makes sense, right?
It does. I just feel like all these songs are so depressing. Like they're
I
not.
I hope you dance.
I know.
No. They're supposed to make you feel the feelings. Feel it all. Feel it.
One chapter's closing and another one is starting.
Yeah. I know. It sounds so sad.
Change is scary.
Vitamin C is on the list at number 14.
This is how it feels. As we go on, we remember.
Taking me back. Taking me back to the Yakima Sun Dome.
Yakima Sun Dome.
Yeah, that's where I graduated.
Sarah McLachlan's on the list at number 16. I will remember you.
I will remember you.
That's not the dog one, right?
No, that's in the arms of
That's right.
I hope that's never a trivia question. I don't know the difference between the two.
I know, they sound identical.
They all sound the same.
I will remember you.
That makes me feel like we're going to a funeral.
Yeah. I want to make a donation to the puppies. I'm hearing that one. What was your graduation song? Text us at 22108. I got a text from the 602. I graduated in 2013, and my graduation song was Vitamin C.
It's a go-to, man.
Came out in 99. Oh, I graduated, I graduated in 2016. Vitamin C was also my graduation song. Wow. Say that again, producer JP.
It wasn't Nickelback or Photograph. That thing died.
Yeah, it did. Rascal Flatts, My Wish is one that just came out.
My wish for you is that this life becomes all that you want until your dreams stay big, your worries stay small. You never need to carry more than you can hold.
Good one.
I've got a couple. Nikki says that Green Day's Time of Your Life.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Rod Stewart's Forever Young and Dream On by Aerosmith. Oh, and The River by Garth Brooks.
Text turn down for what from DJ Snake? That was good.
Yeah.
Just karate chop your throat. That's all you
gotta
do.
Boys to Men, End of the Road. All these songs, they got to be sentimental. They got to make you feel the feels.
I think they make a song like that, and then the second half of the song, it gets reality. Like, we've said that we'll be friends for forever, but we know we're not going to talk in the next six months.
Oh, no. No, it makes you feel all good and stuff, but no, you don't ever talk to anybody after high school.
No.
What was your song? What was your graduation song? You can text us at 22108. It's Camel Country Radio 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Alice Cooper, School's Out.
For the summer?
School's out for the summer.
Oh, nice.
It's good.
Yeah.
Friends in Low Places by Garth.
Ooh, that's a good one.
John Mayer, No Such Thing. Fun. We Are Young from 2012.
Yeah.
That's a good one. All right, what was your graduation song? Text us at 22108.
Here's what's buzzing in Camel Country.
Well, if you are somebody who uses the love of a dog for therapy, you probably know, well, you don't probably, you do know that those visits have actually been halted due to the coronavirus. However, the Rebound Arizona Project has found a way to get people the therapy that they need through a computer screen and a golden retriever named Lucy. So Lucy actually watches you back through the screen. So it's really cute. She just like plops her head up close to the webcam and just kind of looks at you, but she reacts to your conversation the way that she would is if you were face to face.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's cool.
It's really cool. So if you are in need of that, you can contact the Rebound Arizona Project and they will get you set up with your session with Lucy the Golden Retriever. Since the coronavirus pandemic, there has been a huge shortage of blood across the nation. However, since elective surgeries in Arizona have resumed, there is an incredibly high need for blood right now because the average patient who goes in for an elective surgery at some point needs blood. So the Red Cross is taking donations by appointment only, but you still can go in and donate. Make sure you do that because one donation of blood can save up to 3 lives. So if you're hanging out at home, have nothing to do, why don't you head on over to the Red Cross and donate some blood? Justin,
do something good.
Yeah, do something good with your free time. Justin Moore, guys, he's dipping his toes into the world of podcasting. Why? Why is he dipping into podcasting? Well, he says in an interview that I'm excited to be able to talk life and family, music and sports with friends and around the industry and people who you wouldn't know, like just if you and me were doing a podcast, you know, like we do. He's really excited to get that out. And he's planning on doing one podcast each week, regardless of if he's at home or on the road. So I'm really excited to see what he's got up his sleeve. Today is John Party's birthday. He is turning 35. Jared Marshall is celebrating his birthday by having him be the topic on Jared's Jukebox. You can text your favorite John Party song to 22108. I'm Cheyenne, and that's what's buzzing on Camel Country 107.9.
I like to laugh with a good joke, especially by kinfolk. It's Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
What did one raindrop say to the other?
What did one raindrop say to the other?
Two's company, but three's a cloud.
Waking on up, waking on up, the Phoenix sunshine.
May the 20th. Thanks so much for having us on. My name is Gunnar. That there is Cheyenne.
Hey.
Producer JP.
Hello.
And producer JP's got a look at the drive-in this morning.
Yeah, a couple of accidents to report in Phoenix. On I-10 westbound, west of 43rd Avenue, that's exit 140, there is an accident. And then also in Phoenix, on Thomas Road between Highway 51 and 24th Street, it's completely closed, so avoid the area.
Coming up later on this hour, we got a round of Masterpiece Theater on the way. It's your shot to earn yourself 12 seconds of radio airtime. We'll get a round of what is wrong with people in this hour as well. And on the way at 9:10, producer JP, he put pen to paper earlier this week, and he wrote an original birthday song for a member of Camel Nation.
I'm excited to hear what you made.
And it's for Susan, and it's going to be live. So there's a lot of pressure on me.
It's going to be live right here in the studio.
It's going to be live right here, and my armpits are sweating already because I'm excited and nervous all at the same time. I want to do a good job.
Yeah, no, we're looking forward to it. You will do a good job, man. I got all the confidence in the world with you right now.
In this moment.
I
guess I do too.
Come up at about 9:09. The confidence may diminish a little bit at 9:10. But as of right now, all the confidence in the world for you. All right. Also, text us with your graduation song. Do you remember what it was? Text us at 22108. We'll get to this coming up as well, right here in Camel Country, 107.9. Camel Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Right now, let's do a round of what is wrong with people. These are actual news headlines from all across this crazy world of ours. Every one of them will leave you thinking,
what is wrong with people?
Starting off in North Carolina. There was a guy there that was arrested after he left his six-year-old alone in a hotel room, took some drugs, and ran around the parking lot naked.
No!
Yeah.
We're going streaking!
What is wrong with people?
There's a man in Michigan that's facing charges after he tweeted a bomb threat to the FBI, then taunted them.
Oh my gosh!
And he was basically saying, you won't find my bombs, FBI.
Well,
there were no bombs, so I guess he was truthful there. But they tracked him down and arrested him.
What is wrong with people?
And finally, out of Florida, a 56-year-old woman, she was arrested for cleaning out her garage topless. She wanted to ensure the neighbors saw her, so she was banging on a recycling bin on the side of the house. Yeah, the neighbors saw her, but their kids also saw her, so that's why she was arrested. And that was another round of
What is Wrong with People.
If you see a What is Wrong with People story you think we should see, tag us at Gutter and Cheyenne on social media. Man, a lot of house parties happening with small groups of people
that
in
are
the family.
6 feet apart and masks on.
Yeah, it's graduation month. It's Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. We got a senior salute coming up for you here in just a moment. But we've been talking all morning about your graduation song. Do you remember what it was? You can text us at 22108. Mine, and as was Cheyenne's.
And producer JP's.
Producer JP as well, was the Vitamin C song called The Graduation.
This is how it feels.
Came out in 1999, and we had it. Class of 99 is when we used it, but I mean it's called Graduation. Everything in there speaks
it does
what everybody is feeling every single year. So I mean you can't blame that class or that senior class for using the song.
No, not at
each
all.
Year, you know.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Rolling Stone has a list of the best graduation songs for the past 25 years. Number one on their list is Miley Cyrus.
There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move.
Called The Climb. Nickelback, number two with Photograph.
Look at this photograph.
And Nicki Minaj, number three with Moment.
Greatness
for life.
Is what we wanna bring up.
That I could have this moment for life.
Alright, there is
that
some country.
This doesn't make sense to me. The Nicki Minaj song.
They're living in the moment. I don't know.
Some country on the list. Leanne Womack, I Hope You Dance at number 8.
Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens.
And that's pretty much it. For country.
You said a couple of country songs, and you're like, oh, that's it.
Well, I know. And then I look further down the list. I'm like, oh, Sarah McLachlan isn't country. I Will Remember You. That's not country.
No.
That's on the list at number 16.
This song makes me feel like I'm going to a funeral.
A lot of texts rolling in on what your graduation song was. Uh-huh. Rascal Flatts, My Wish, is one that was texted in quite
a
few times.
My wish for you is that this life becomes all that you wanted to.
Here's a song that we haven't played yet that we haven't even mentioned yet.
Okay.
It's a graduation song. It's a feel-good song. Get you up and having a good time. The Black Eyed Peas.
Good night, a feeling. Ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night.
Like a wedding reception.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this is on my road trip soundtrack.
Your road trip soundtrack?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Green Day, Time of Your Life, is one that was texted in quite a few times today.
Unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
I would have been okay with that. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Michael W. Smith is one that was just texted in for the 480. Friends are friends forever.
I don't know that song.
And a friend is a friend. How's it going?
No, I like your version. Keep going.
I've heard it before.
I don't know.
It's
it.
Like a friend is a friend forever if the Lord is a Lord of them or something like that.
I don't know.
Gosh, man, it's been years since I heard that.
I don't even know who that person is.
Michael W. Smith?
No.
What is wrong with you? Do you know who Michael W. Smith is?
I do not know who Michael W. Smith is.
What? Yes. I'm not the only one. Get your judgmental self out of here.
Well, I grew up in church, so it was all like Michael W. Smith and Carmen and Ray Bolts and all that. You don't remember?
No.
DC Talk? Okay. Them? No?
I sort of remember right. that. I'm into the newer artists, like right. Lauren Daigle.
What about Jars of Clay? I remember Jars of Clay.
Yeah, Jars of Clay.
No.
Wow.
No.
Gosh, man, we're going back.
No.
Who else has thought of all those names? It's funny.
I'm impressed.
Our senior salute is being brought to you by the Marine Corps and Sanderson Ford.
Nicholas Papp from Glendale High School. Nick, I am so very, very proud of you. Love, Mom.
Nicholas!
If you have a senior in your life that you would like to be a part of our senior salute, text the word grad to 22108. We'll text you back with all the details on how to get us that information. Camel Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader, Getter and Cheyenne. Sunshine, look at the highs near 88 degrees today. It is your time right now to earn yourself 12 seconds of radio airtime. Do a little game we call Masterpiece Theater. Cheyenne and JP will act out a scene from a popular movie. Be the first to identify the movie, and you'll earn yourself 12 seconds of radio airtime. With that 12 seconds, we have three rules.
No slandering, no cursing, and don't be offensive.
And action.
Line up, ladies! If you master the 5Ds, no amount of balls on earth can hit you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Shouldn't we, learn by dodging balls that are thrown at us, or...
Well, that's what this sack of wrenches is for. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What? Oh!
Where are your killer instincts, son? You gotta get angry! You gotta get mean!
That was good.
That was good.
Man. You know, part of that intro, it's Masterpiece Theater. It's not so much a masterpiece, but it does have its days, but... I mean, today was one of those days.
Yeah.
That was good.
High air five.
The acting today in front of me was just incredible. Wow.
You couldn't hit water if you fell out of a boat.
Let's head out to surprise. Good morning, Kayla.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, and yourself?
Doing pretty good. What'd you think of their acting skills and their acting job today?
Oh, I think they're fantastic every time.
Oh, look at that. Thank you.
Well, Kayla, what movie was that?
That was Dodgeball.
Dodgeball! Kayla, you earned yourself 12 seconds of radio airtime, and you can use that 12 seconds for whatever you want. We just have three rules.
No slandering, no cursing, and don't be offensive.
Are you ready, Kayla?
Yes, sir.
All right, your 12 seconds starts now.
I would just like to give a shout-out to my mom, Lisa, and her husband, Bobby. Give a shout-out to Infamous Pools in Cave Creek. I love my job. And I would like to give a shout out to my sisters. You guys, I listen to you guys every morning. It's awesome. It's amazing. You guys do a wonderful job. And yeah,
I'm not going to cut you off. You're talking. Go
Keep
for
going.
It.
Keep going.
Tell us more about ourselves there.
All the way up until 11.
Thank you
awesome,
so
Kayla.
Much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that shout out so much.
Here's what's buzzing in Camel Country.
The long weekend is ahead of us. And if you need something to do, I've got some really great news for you. The Arizona Boardwalk is actually opening up tomorrow, Thursday. Now, they do have some changes. But the good news is that the vast majority of the exhibits are going to be open.
That's good.
So that's awesome. Yeah. With the exceptions to a couple, like the virtual reality and the polar play, just because it, you know, requires you to touch a lot of things and be in close contact. So they are keeping those closed. And a lot of restaurants that are within the Talking Stick Resort Entertainment District right there are going to be opening up as well. Now, some changes that are coming along with them opening, of course, to promote social distancing. They are limiting the number of people that they allow in the aquarium at one time, which also means that you need to reserve your time slots. What you do is you would go online or to the contactless kiosk, get your tickets, and then you would go on and reserve your time slot. They're doing it every 30 minutes, so every 30 minutes a new... I don't know if it's a full group of people go in or if it's every 30 minutes the next like ticket holder goes in. I'm not exactly sure how it's going to work, but I do know it's every 30 minutes. And then, of course, employees will be scanned for temperatures. They'll be wearing face masks, and they'll have more hand sanitizing stations throughout the entire complex. The Phoenix Suns nonprofit side of the organization is trying to help local businesses in downtown Phoenix. They have donated $100,000 to businesses here in downtown Phoenix. They partnered with a local group. It's called Local First Arizona, and that's who they're going to be distributing the funds through. So it's going to go to companies and businesses, locally owned restaurants that need the extra funds, and then they will disperse it that way. Now, we announced yesterday that Chris Stapleton had postponed his concert. Well, after he announced it, a wave of other concerts canceled their shows that were expected to be in the Valley in the next couple of months, including who's supposed to be here in 2 days on the 22nd, Lady Antebellum.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they waited till the very last minute to cancel. Their show's officially canceled. And it also includes Thomas Rhett's show, Sam Hunt, and sadly, it also includes Rascal Flatts as well. Today is John Party's 35th birthday. Jared Marshall is celebrating it by making John his topic for Jared's Jukebox. You can text us your favorite John Party song to 22108. I'm Cheyenne, and that's what's buzzing on Camel Country 107.9.
Sunshine today, looking at highs near 88 degrees. Coming up next hour, JP's original birthday song. He wrote and he's going to be performing an original birthday song for a member of Camel Nation. That is on the way at about 9:10, and at about 9:40 or so, we're going to be talking to Trace Adkins. He's got a National Memorial Day concert coming up on PBS on Sunday, so we'll talk to him more about that.
And hear his deep voice.
That's right.
Did I hit it? Is it right? I don't know.
No, you know where you're at. You're about like 100,000 octaves a little too high. I don't even know what an octave is, but it sounded right. Is that right? Octave?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't think anybody can do it.
Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Gunner and Cheyenne, coming up later on this hour, about 9:40, we'll be talking to Mr. Trace Adkins, the man with the deep voice.
The super deep voice.
Didn't he win, like, Celebrity Apprentice back in the day?
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
And I was just in town a couple of months ago with Blake Shelton, but he's got a show coming up on Sunday, a Memorial Day special on PBS, so we'll talk to him more about that. Now, Mother's Day. Producer JP was out at the doorstep of mother's homes, and he wrote an original Mother's Day song for those respective moms based on talking to their kids and the people that nominated them for these Mother's Day songs.
Yes. I didn't think that the demand was going to be very high, and there were more songs that I could write and possibly perform. And now Susan has submitted her birthday song. You say, hey, I don't know if you do a birthday song or not, but guess what, Susan? You speak it into existence. It's happening.
Yeah, you put it out there. It's happening. I mean, going from Mother's Day to now birthdays, maybe even Father's Day. Who knows? I mean, the possibilities, they're endless.
They really are.
So here we are, an original song that producer JP wrote for Susan for her birthday. Are you ready, producer JP?
Yeah, we're doing this live. Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
You just tell me when to hit the button.
Do it.
All right.
Well, Tim McGraw for you. Rewrote the words. She likes to go to the casino, maybe play some keno. Susan loves a good old adrenaline rush. She's married with two kids, but not slowing down, that's foolish. She just went scuba diving with freaking sharks. She's got a grandkid, but slides headfirst into home plate and gets bruises. This daredevil is always in a good mood and has a smile. Sue says, wait, hold my grandbaby, I got something to do. She went skydiving, goes acrobatic flying. She drove the fastest NASCAR, run a track that went vroom, vroom. Her and the captain, well, they make it happen. Whoa, I mean Captain Morgan. Her husband, Rick, he can calm down. And I hope this birthday song brings you tears of joy. I'd say happy 40th, but I'd be lying. Happy birthday, Sue. Your friends, your family, and everybody loves you.
Nicely done.
That's so good.
I'd say 40, but I'd be lying.
Now, we're going to try to do this every Wednesday, if that's all right with you, Producer JP. You up for that?
Absolutely. It sounds like a challenge that I would love to do.
All right. An original birthday song. So if your birthday is next week, between what, Sunday and Sunday.
So this Sunday and the following Sunday.
It does not have to be next Wednesday. It could be any time next week. Text us at 22108. JP's got to randomly select one and get a hold of you and get details about you or the person you would like to say happy birthday to. And he will do an original birthday song.
I love it so much.
All right. Text us right now, 22108, if your birthday is next week. Nicely done, JP.
Thank you.
Nicely done. Woo! Trace Adkins on the phone with us this morning. The National Memorial Day concert is coming up on Sunday.
It is, and it's a big deal.
Trace, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
We're very well.
Good.
Trace Adkins. Now, I know we're going to talk about your National Memorial Day concert, this thing that you got going on or a part of on PBS coming up on Sunday. But you were just in town a couple of months ago with Blake Shelton. Was that your last concert before quarantine, or was that one of the last concerts?
It was one of the last ones, yeah. I think we did a couple more before they shut us down, yeah. Yeah, that was the weirdest tour I've ever been on. Just the way it ended, you know.
Yeah, the way it ended, yeah. Man, but what about being out on the road with all those guys? I mean, that was something else, huh?
Every tour with Blake's a strange tour.
All right, so the National Memorial Day concert coming up on Sunday on PBS, hosted by Joe Mantegna, Gary Sinise, Sam Elliott is a part of it, which I love that show, The Ranch, on Netflix. Tell us more about this this show.
Sam Elliott's going to be there?
I got him listed on my thing. Maybe not.
Oh, that's cool. I'm just...
yeah. We're all learning new things today.
I'll be fanboy, I'm telling you.
I know, I love that
huge
guy.
Huge Sam Elliott fan. You know, at one point, every time I would audition for a voiceover for something, and at one point, there was a couple of things that I auditioned for, and Sam got both of them. And it was just kind of going that way for a little while. I told my manager to send, gather up every album I've ever done, put them in a box, and send them to Sam Elliott. Tell him if he can start singing those songs, I can just stay at the house. Might as well let him do everything else.
I love it so much. The National Memorial Day concert, PBS, Sunday at 5 o'clock. Looking forward to that one.
Check your local listing on the channel.
PBS, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.